Good afternoon, and welcome to our broadcast. We, the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, bring you greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy to have you join us today. I'm Pastor Cedric A. Polnitz, Sr. We hope and pray that this ministry will encourage you today and for many days to come. So now, without any further ado, let's go to our sermon of the day. God bless you. Our services, we're praying right now, Lord, that you would bless each heart, bless each mind as we expound upon this word. Dear Heavenly Father, as we break this bread of life, Lord, we're praying right now that it will feed your people, that will feed us, Lord, till we want no more. Thanking you once again for all of your blessings. Thank you for all of your goodness. Thank you for all of your greatness, Lord. And thank you, Lord, just for saving our souls. We honor you. We praise you. We give you the glory. Bless every heart. Bless every mind. And Lord, let this word fall on good ground, that it will bless your people, Lord, as they go throughout the rest of this week. For it is in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Nothing on this train to lose, everything to gain. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let us go back to our scripture, chapter 14 of St. John. And we read it earlier in your hearing. Amen. Chapter 14, St. John. And I know we read verses 1 through 7 earlier, but we just want to read verse 6 this time. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Somebody say way.
Way.
The truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. My brothers and sisters, I want to begin a series for the next few weeks, that we'll be talking from the subject, living in the will of God. Living in the will of God.
Amen.
And as you know, I've kind of established a theme for the church for the year of faith and family foundations. I want to make sure that we preach about things that can help our faith be solid. I want to preach about things that will help our families to thrive and to flourish. We want to build on the rock. We want to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ. And so if we are living in the will of God, week one, which will be this week, we want to talk about walking in his ways. Walking in his ways. Then, of course, the next following weeks, we want to talk about desire to know his wisdom. Desire to know his wisdom. And then on the third week, which will be our Easter Sunday, we'll talk about the subject, participate continually in his worship. Participate continually in his worship. So today, my brothers and sisters, as we look at our main topic, living in the will of God, today we want to look at the subject, the topic, walking in his ways. Walking in his ways. John tells us in chapter 14, verse number 6, that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you want to get somewhere, you must know the way. If you don't know the way, you find someone that knows the way that can show you the way. I think I'll say that again for those of you that are getting ready to catch that nap. If you want to get somewhere, you must what? Know how to get there. And if you don't know how to get there, if you don't know the way, then you should find someone that knows the way that can show you the way. I remember a song back in the early 80s that said, Lord, show me the way. Yeah, guide my feet, Lord. Lord, guide my heart, Lord. Show me the way. Yeah, that same question, my brothers and sisters, has come up in this particular chapter 14 as the disciple Thomas asked this question on behalf of the other disciples. He said, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And how can we know the way? I just told you, if you don't know the way, you got what? You better ask somebody. Amen. And then when the kids say, you better ask somebody. Yeah. So if you want to know the way, the disciple Thomas said, and y'all have heard about doubting Thomas before, right? Thomas said, well, Lord, where are you going and how can we know the way? And see, that sounds familiar to me, my brothers and sisters, because, you know, we're the same way. We come to church Sunday after Sunday. We come to Sunday school. We read his word. We stay in his Bible study on every week. And, you know, we come to Bible study. And sometimes we just still have questions. And I come to tell you, there ain't nothing wrong with asking questions. I always heard somebody say the dumbest question is the question that is, y'all walking with me, that's never asked, right? So if you want to ask the Lord something, you ought to ask him, Lord, show me the way. Yeah, yeah, I want to walk in your way, Lord. I don't want to walk in my own way. Amen, amen. So that sounds kind of familiar to me. You know, sometimes we have the question, Lord, how do I fix this? Lord, which way do I turn? Amen. Have y'all ever asked some of them same questions? Amen. Lord, when is my change going to come? Lord, when am I going to get out of this situation? I come to tell you, if you want to ask him something, that's all right, because at least you're going to the right source. Amen. At least you didn't take it to the psychic hotline. At least you didn't take it to the palm reader. At least you didn't, oh, hallelujah, Amen. Take it to those that would give you the wrong way to go. See, it's good to know that if we ask him, he will show us the way. I believe it says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 6, in all your ways, submit to the Lord. Remember the Lord, acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct your path. He'll make your pathway straight. Oh, come on, somebody. When your heart is troubled, just know that he won't let you down. When your mind gets stirred up in confusion by the situations of life, don't be discouraged. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah, 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 my brothers and sisters. Don't you remember what he said up in verse 1? He said, let not your heart be troubled. Oh, come on, somebody. I want to know if you had some trouble in your life. I heard Timothy Wright say, trouble don't last always. Yeah, 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 yeah. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Yeah, Jesus said, believe in God. Believe also in me. The foundation of this chapter is that Jesus' disciples were worried about what comes after death. Yeah. Have you ever sat around and wondered, amen, what happens after death? That's the same question that the disciples had. They were worried about, you know, Jesus talking about being crucified and giving his life for the sins of the world. They were worried about their friend that they've walked with, they've talked with, they've done miracles with. They were worried about their friend now going off the scene and what were they going to do after death. And Jesus comforts them. He lets them know that they don't have to worry about what tomorrow holds, but just know that he holds tomorrow. And I come to tell you and encourage you, my brothers and sisters, you don't know what tomorrow holds, but at least we know the one who holds tomorrow. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Yeah, I trust him. I trust in him for my journey. Even though sometimes we can't see our way. Even though I can't predict the future, I got to still keep on trusting in it. Oh, come on, somebody. Can I get a witness? Are you going to keep on trusting in him? You can't see what tomorrow holds. You got to keep on trusting in him. You don't know if you're going to lose this job this week, but you got to keep on trusting in him. You don't know if you're going to lose a loved one in the future, but you got to keep on trusting in him. Yeah, so if Jesus says it, oh, yeah, he says, believe in God, believe also in me. So if Jesus said it, I believe it. Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah, I might scratch my head if you tell me something. I might say, nah, they might trying to send me down the wrong direction. Amen. But if Jesus said it, that settles it, and that's it. Yeah, I'm going to take him at his word. Don't y'all remember the song that said, I am standing on the promises of Jesus. He won't ever let me down. The Lord said he would be right there. My God is everywhere. And if God said it, I believe it. And I'm going to take him at his word. See, my brothers and sisters, in order to live in the will of God, we got to walk in the way of God. We've got to trust him for his guidance. And we got to believe in everything that he says. And that's why it says in verse number 6. Verse number 6 says it's very clear. That same Jesus is the same Jesus that spoke to Moses. Uh-huh, yeah. I believe that's the same Jesus. In verse 6, it says it very clear. What are you talking about, preacher? What are you talking about? Jesus was talking to Moses. Well, if you look at the first two words in verse number 6, it says, I am. Woo! Come on, somebody. And I believe I remember him saying something when he was talking to Moses. Moses said, well, Lord, when you tell me to go tell the children of Israel who sent me, I need to tell them who sent me and tell them why you sent me. He said, that's all right. He said, tell them I am that I am. Oh, come on, somebody. See, verse 6 is very clear. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's what it says right here. That same Jesus that's right here is that same Jesus, oh yeah, that was in the beginning. Oh yeah, don't you remember, my brothers and sisters, Moses asked the question, what do I tell them? How do I tell them? Who did I tell them that sent me? The Lord said, tell them I am that I am. I'm the first, I'm the last. I'm the beginning, I'm the end. Whatever you need, just ask. Oh yeah, and I'll have it ready for you. Yeah, just ask him for it. If you want healing, ask him for it. If you want a breakthrough, ask him for it. Sisters, if you want a husband, woo, ask him for it. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Brothers, if you want a good wife, amen. Some of y'all are already asleep. I just have church all by myself. That's all right. Amen, lights. Come on, talk back to me, lights. Amen. See. I told you that same Jesus was in the beginning. What does Genesis mean? Beginning. Oh, come on, somebody. That same Jesus was there. Oh, yeah. And so now the disciples are troubled about this Jesus getting ready to go off the scene. He said, no, don't you worry. I am the way. If you want to get to the Father, you know me. So if you know me, you know the Father.
Amen.
Yeah. So if you want to be able to walk in his way, we've got to trust in the I am. Can somebody say I am? That's what he said. Amen. He said, I am the way. That's what he said. And I told you, I'm going to take him at his word. If God said it, I believe it.
Yeah.
I am the way.
Yeah.
Somebody say way.
Way.
Way. This word way, my brothers and sisters, in the Greek means hodos or hodos, which also means a road. Uh-huh. And y'all know we had to take some roads this morning to get to church, right? Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Hey, amen. Amen. I remember back in the country, we had dirt roads. Amen. Amen. Y'all got it good now. Amen. Y'all don't tear up all the alignment and suspension in your car now. Y'all got smooth roads. Back in the country, we had dirt roads. And Lord, don't let it rain. Oh, come on, somebody. See, I told you, he said, I am the way. In other words, like I told you, that Greek word means road. He said, I am the road to whatever it is and where you're trying to get to. He said, I am the road, oh, hallelujah, the way, the truth, and the life. I'm also the mode and the means. I'm the way to get to where you're trying to get to. And see, if you're trying to get to heaven, oh, come on, somebody. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I'll be the roadway to heaven. Yeah, I'll be the mode. I'll be the means. I'll be the desires of your heart. Remember, I told you he said, I am in the beginning, right? Amen. That's what he said in Genesis. I am. I'll be whatever you need me to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I am who I am.
Yeah.
And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you desire to get to heaven, I remember a song back in the 70s and the 80s. I remember the Staple Singers came out with a song that says, I'll take you there. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus wants you to know today, if you're trying to get to heaven, he said, I'll take you there. Yeah, he said, I'll be the way, the truth, and the life. Whatever you're trying to get to, I told you that word in the Greek means road. He said, I'll take you there. How you get to Nashville? You got to take I-65, and I-65 will take you there. Come on, somebody. Oh, I come to tell you, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God unless he first come by me. And if you want to get to heaven, you got to come through Jesus Christ. Yeah, Jesus wants you to know, yeah, that he'll take you there. Yeah, see, if you want some joy in your soul, Jesus said, I can take you there. Yeah. I remember a song that was out in the old school days, old gospel song, said, heaven is my goal each and every day. I've got to keep on moving in the right way. Yeah, if I stumble while I'm on my way, step aside, don't you block my way. I don't want nobody stumbling over me. As I get ready to take my seat, brothers and sisters, I want to let you know once again, if we want to dwell in the will of God, we must first walk in his way. Can somebody say way? We got to trust in his word. Can somebody say word? Remember, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah, I come to tell you, we must walk in his word. We must trust in his truth and believe that only he can give us life. Yes, I remember what it says in Proverbs chapter 14, verses 12 through 16. It says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Yeah, it might seem right, the father of the world, with all of its shenanigans and sinful acts. But there's going to come a time when the world is going to have to face its punishment and judgment. And it's going to have to face that eternal death. That's why I've come by to let you know, my brothers and sisters, you better stay in God's way and not in the ways of the world. Yeah, we need to make sure that we stay in God's word. We need to make sure that we don't get caught up in the ways of this world. Yeah, I remember what God told Isaiah in chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. So today, my brothers and sisters, I've come to encourage you once more and again, let not your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Yeah, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And I like what he closes us out today with in verse number 6. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Can I get the church say amen? Amen. Can the church say amen? Amen? Do you believe he is the way, the truth, and the life? Oh yeah, no man can come to God unless he first come through Jesus. I tried him for myself. Oh hallelujah, he never failed me yet. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yeah, we ought to live in his will and walk in his ways. Yeah, I heard somebody say, he's my way out. Oh, hallelujah. And I heard somebody else say, he's my way in. Woo! Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness in the house today? Yeah, maybe somebody else say, well, he may not be my way out. He may not be my way in, but he is my way through. Woo! Hallelujah today. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I heard a song that Brother Lawrence Thomas used to say. He said, thank you, Lord. Yeah, I just want to thank you, Lord. He said, you've been a bridge over troubled water. Yeah, you've been my joy in a time of sorrow. Lord, you've been my hope for tomorrow. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for giving me, hallelujah, health and strength. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up early this morning. Yeah, I heard the old folks say, I didn't look at the four walls of my grave, and it wasn't my cooling board. Oh, y'all ain't gonna talk back to me today. Maybe I'll preach to the speakers up here. Amen. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can get to God unless he first come by him. He said, I'll be light in darkness. He said, I'll make a way out of no way. Yeah, I heard Daniel say he'll tame the lions in the lion's den. I heard the three Hebrew boys say, hallelujah, that he'll cool down the fire in the fiery furnace. I heard the woman at the well say, oh, hallelujah, she ran back to town to tell everybody, yeah, that he's an everlasting fountain of waters springing up from everlasting to everlasting. Who are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about Mary's baby. I'm talking about the meek and humble lamb. He's the lily of the valley, bright and morning star. Yeah. And my brothers and sisters, I can't leave you there. Yeah, I can't leave you there. He took my Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Your Savior. Let him. Oh, God, God, to see you. Hallelujah. Kept falling down, getting up. Oh, come on, somebody. That's what happens in life sometimes. You just fall down, but you got to get back up. Oh, and I heard that there was a man in the crowd, Simon the Cyrenian. Oh, he ran out to help Jesus bear his cross. And I heard a song that said, must Jesus bear the cross alone? And all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone. There's a cross for you, and there's a cross for me. Yeah, they hung him high, stretched him wide. Oh, hallelujah, between earth and heaven. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I remember what the centurion soldier said. He looked up at the cross and said, surely, 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 this must be the Son. The Son of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, but he didn't stay dead. He got up that third appointed morning with all power in his hands. And I come to tell you, church, if you want to know the way, you better ask somebody. Who am I? Who I'm going to ask? I'm going to ask the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus himself. Yeah, any man come to the Father must first come by Jesus Christ. I want to live in his will. I want to walk in his ways.
I want to walk in his statutes. We got to walk in his word. We got to walk, my brothers and sisters, in his spirit. Let us stand. The doors of God's church is now open. Come for candidate for baptism by letter of Christian Experience. Or if you desire to have prayer, this is your hour to come.
To God be the glory for all of the things that he has done. Amen and amen. Once again to you, our radio listening family, we thank you for tuning in to the Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church Sunday afternoon broadcast. Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church is located 7628 Highway 52, Orlando, Tennessee. Our phone number is 615-654-2549. And remember, God is great and greatly to be praised. Have a wonderful and blessed evening.
Trouble is all